News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Debate on the Employment Flexi Work Arrangements Miscellaneous Provisions Act 2014 began in the House of Representatives last Tuesday. The bill is intended to increase employment opportunities, enhance productivity, and give workers the chance to better structure their lives through a flexible work arrangement. Labour Minister Derek Kellyer, who opened the debate, said the legislation underpinning the new work arrangements is not designed to foster discord or disunity.
On the contrary, it is intended to unify us as a people in the pursuit of our economic goals and to bring us into greater accord with the imperatives of the global economy.
In the meantime, the Labour Relations and Industrial Dispute Act is to be amended to give greater protection to workers. Labour Minister Derek Kellyer says there will be sanctions against employers who breach a worker's constitutional right to worship when flexi-work arrangements come into effect.
The effect of this proposed amendment to the bill is that employers who subject employees to occupational detriment as a result of the worker's exercise of the right to worship may be subject to the jurisdiction of the Industrial Disputes Tribunal.
Occupational detriment refers to any act or omission that results in an employee being subject to disciplinary action, dismissal, denial of promotion, harassment, intimidation, or victimization. The investigative capacities of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, and the Independent Commission of Investigations, INDICOM, have been bolstered with the addition of 8 crime scene investigation vans. The vans were donated by the U.S. Embassy under the Caribbean Basin Security Initiative. The JCF will receive 5 of the vans, while INDICOM will get 3. Assistant Commissioner of Police Devon Watkiss says the units will be put to good use.
I want to assure the United States government that we have accepted these vehicles gracefully. We recognize that now more than ever, the requirement for improved professional standard is the hallmark for all investigators.
Meanwhile, Commissioner of INDICOM Terence Williams says the new vans will allow his agency to speed up its response time to incidents in rural Jamaica. Both men were speaking at a ceremony to hand over the vehicles at the U.S. Embassy in Kingston last week. Ground has been broken for the construction of a $2 billion sewage improvement project in Portmore, St. Catherine. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says the project is aimed at meeting the sanitation and water needs of residents in Portmore.
I have no doubt that inadequate waste management will cease to be a factor in Portmore and its environs as a result of this project, which also signifies our commitment to enhance the environmental health of the community as well as the health and safety of its residents.
Minister Pickersgill says the National Water Commission managed project will aid in the continued economic growth of the municipality. And the Ministry of Health is advising persons experiencing symptoms resembling those of chikungunya to visit their doctor for confirmation instead of assuming they have the virus. A release from the ministry indicates that it has received reports that persons have been resorting to self-diagnosis with regards to chikungunya. The ministry underscores that it uses a sensitive definition of the chikungunya virus to help ensure new cases are not missed. Director Emergency Disaster Management and Special Services Dr. Marion Bullock-Ducas says diseases such as influenza and dengue fever with symptoms similar to chikungunya continue to circulate on the island. Symptoms of chikungunya include high fever, joint pain, headache, muscle pain, and a rash. Although it does not often result in death, joint pains and stiffness can last for months and even years. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Aurora Eubanks.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.